A lovely little book sounds a bit patronising, but Golden Rules of Acting is a lovely little book, full of advice not only to actors but anyone creative, or in fact anyone who wants to make their passion their career. It's written by an accomplished actor, magician and former conference demonstrator, Andy Nyman. Hello, Andy.
Hello, former conference demonstrator.
Well, you've got a list of your former jobs.
Yes.
That was the one that I picked.
Yeah, that's very funny. Yeah, I did The Ideal Home for a few years selling magic, and I absolutely loved doing it. I loved it.
And it says on the back, you know, this is for you if you're an actor, if you're a drama school student, you want to become an actor, or you've just got a dream that you want to live out. And obviously it's focused on acting because that's what you do mostly, although you do a few other things. But there are lots of things that I read as someone who kind of worked in the creative industries, if you like, although the BBC would tell me that I don't work in the creative industries. But anyway, but there was lots of stuff that almost all of it applied to me. And I think there are, you know, a lot of the stuff in the book can apply to any job, really, can't it?
Yeah, I really agree. I mean, you know, for the most part, if you take out the word acting and replace it with writing, painting, singing, dancing, not even that, you know, there is stuff about, one of the things that actors do all the time is job interviews. That's all an audition is. You know, so if you are, we're in an environment now where people are losing their jobs and going for jobs all the time. You know, if you're looking for some very simple tips, positive nuggets on how to approach job interviews, that is also contained absolutely within the book, you know. And you know, one of the things as well about being an actor is that, in a way that you sort of aren't in a lot of other industries, is your reputation is everything. And I don't mean necessarily the reputation that the public knows of you. I mean what you'll like to work with. You know, those directors who, once you finish your job, which has lasted 9 months with them, you know, they will be doing other work. Will they want to work with you again? And I think that's quite a unique spin to have in your career, is how important that is and how you have to guard that. And that's quite an old-fashioned thing. I think that we've lost something in the general life about your reputation and how important it is to covet that and nurture that. And I think that's another thing that goes through into life, whether or not you're an actor or not.
And I have a little golden rule, which is from an actor, actually, which is from Michael Caine.
Oh, yeah.
And he said on Parkinson, I believe it was, he said, "I spend every day trying to be better than I was yesterday."
That's
which I think is a good one. And then you've got George Burns right at the start. And there's a brilliant George Burns quote about acting, which I presented a film awards in Northamptonshire a couple of weeks ago, and I used this line. And it's, acting is about sincerity. If you can fake that, then you've got it made.
Oh, it's brilliant, isn't it? Well, the book actually opens with a quote of George Burns's, because that has truly, truly been a mantra for me, which is, I'd rather be a failure at something I love than a success at something I hate. And I think in that one sentence is everything that I truly believe. You know, to have passion about whatever it is you do is the key to everything. It's the key to happiness. It's, nothing else matters. If you've got that, you know, everything will be okay.
And talking of success, which you certainly are, you have just come back from Toronto, where you've been filming Kick-Ass 2.
Yes.
You play the tumour. I don't know how much you're allowed to tell me. I can
tell you a little bit about it, for sure. I've got more filming to do at... I'm filming at Pinewood Studios for a while. Okay. So it's the sequel to Kick-Ass. I love it when I'm doing interviews here and it's Kick-Ass.
Well,
it is a dilemma, isn't it?
I interviewed Mark Miller about it.
Yeah.
And I thought, how many times can I say Kick-Ass or Kick-Ass on the BBC without it? But it's the name of the film.
It is the name of the film. So this is Kick-Ass 2. Red Mist, who is, for those who saw the first one, decides he wants to be a super baddie. So he puts together a team of five baddies, of which I am one. I'm one of the baddies. And I'm this mafia lunatic, and called Big Tony. And they say, well, is he really huge? He says, no, he's small. It's ironic. But he's small and he kills. So Red Mist says, great, let's call him the tumour. So that's what I'm known as in the film. Yeah.
I can't wait for that.
I think it's going to be it's very exciting.
I love the first one.
It's a wonderful film.
AndyNyman.com is the website, and the book, more details on thegoldenrulesofacting.com. It is a penny short of £6, published by Nick Hearn Books, and it is a lovely little book, I'll say it again.
Thank you.
Written by Andy Nyman. Andy, thank you so much. Always a pleasure.
Oh, thank you for having me.